First, though, we hop on board the telephone line and connect with our friend Sean Latch from the Versant Power Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine. Hello there, Sean.
Hello, how's it going?
Outstanding. How are you this afternoon?
Doing good, doing good.
You know, you say that, but I hear the voice of a man who's got a major event coming up in the next 5 or 6 weeks and has got a lot on his hands.
Well, it definitely has been busy. I tell folks that lately my life has been all eclipse all the time. So, the solar eclipse of April 8th of this year is, you know, barreling to us. We just passed a few days ago number 42, the meaning of life is in terms of days to the event. And we're continuing to, of course, count down to that really major event. But, so we're getting ready with it with a whole variety of programs. I've been doing teacher workshops, media, all the fun around it. But we are really excited for this very special event. And again, if folks haven't heard this, the last time we had totality here in the state was in 1963. And if you missed this one, well, then you've got to wait till 2079. So it's definitely something well worth checking out.
No question about that. And so any changes in the plans from our last conversation in terms of where you'll be located?
We're definitely locked down in Jackman, and part of that is because of the NASA project we're on. We have a specific site we have to be at for data collection. So we'll be at the town offices in Jackman. Again, folks are welcome to join us there if they'd like. We'll be doing stargazing the night before on Sunday evening, the 7th, again, weather permitting. And then Monday we'll be doing eclipse viewing from 1 to around 5 o'clock or so.
That is excellent. And again, for people who are stuck with, you know, jobs and things like that and can't get away and make their way to Jackman or Millinocket or anywhere north, if people are here in the Bangor area, how much will they see and what will be the duration of that event?
Yeah, so the entire eclipse actually lasts a little over 2 hours and 20 minutes or so. If you were in an area where there's totality, you have about an hour and 12 minutes prior, then you have about 3.5 minutes of totality, and then another hour and, you know, hour and 10, hour and 15 after or so. If you're in the Bangor, Orono area, you're going to get about, 99%. It's not the same as totality. You're not going to see the corona and things like that. But the entire event will last, around a little over 2 hours. You will need eclipse glasses or use pinhole projection to view it safely. Again, the eclipse glasses block out 99.9% of the sun's light, keeping your eyes safe. They're different than sunglasses. Sunglasses won't work. You can use welder's goggles if they're number 14 or higher. Anything less than 14 is not safe. The other option is to, use a pinhole projector, where basically you're poking a pinhole through a piece of cardboard, standing with your back towards the sun, allowing that sunlight to shine through and create a projected image on the ground. That's another way to view it safely. But you'll need that for all the partial phases. The only time it's safe to look at the sun is during totality itself. And that won't happen in Bangor or Orono, unfortunately, or VZ or Old Town, things like that. So if you can get up to Milo, get up to Dover, Foxcroft, get up to, those areas, that's at least you'll get a little bit of totality. But your best places are like Jackman, Holton, Patton, areas like that really will give you your best views.
Well, let's talk about what's coming up here at the center in the month ahead. And as we might have guessed, a big emphasis on the eclipse, including a brand new show that kicks off Friday night at 7 o'clock, Eclipse, the Moments of Wonder.
Yeah, this show takes a look at eclipses, both solar and lunar. It's done by an astrophotographer who has taken some really spectacular images. That being said, it doesn't compare to the real thing, but it will give you a little bit of a taste of what to expect. The program will include in-depth information about how and where to safely view the eclipse in Maine, and so it's a really great show. We've got a children's program as well on Sunday afternoons that we brought in from Montreal that is called Total Eclipse Chasers of Lost Sleep. So the kids get to join a chicken and a robot. The chicken has insomnia and learns that that birds sometimes fall asleep during eclipses. And so she wants to find an eclipse so she can fall asleep and does all kinds of, searching and figures out how eclipses work, why they work. And, of course, we include the whole piece about how to see it safely here in Maine as well. And then for music shows, we continue. We decided to do Dark Side of the Moon. Surprise, surprise. Well, of course, and actually, during a total solar eclipse, the dark side of the moon is facing us here on Earth because you're at a new moon when the side that's lit up is facing away from us. So it sort of ties into that eclipse theme. And don't be surprised if you hear a little bit about the eclipse. We'll probably be adding a little bit of that to this music show this month just to give folks an idea about the eclipse coming up as well.
Also, some special eclipse programs coming up on Saturday, March 30th.
Yeah, Saturday, March 30th, and also Saturday, April 6th, we're doing Eclipse Saturdays, we're calling them. We have programming starting at 10 a.m., going to 4 p.m. We'll be doing all three of our special Eclipse programs, Eclipse Moments of Wonder, Total Eclipse, The Chasers of Lost Sheep, and Totality. So three different Eclipse programs available those days. We'll be having solar viewing, weather permitting, through the Clark Telescope, and we'll also have some hands-on activities in the classroom as well. So a whole variety of things. On the April 6th date, the Challenger Learning Center from Bangor, Maine, will be joining us with some special activities as well. I tell folks to do get your tickets for any of these shows because we've been selling out very rapidly. We sold out every Friday night show last month, and most of our Sunday ones too, so get them early. And one other special event that's coming up this week, Friday, we do have a special Lunch and Learn with the Bangor Symphony Orchestra at noon on Friday, March 1st, from Darkness to Light, Maher's Fifth. So Lucas Richman will be at the planetarium. He'll be talking about that. We'll have some musicians there and also share a little bit of eclipse information then too.
Excellent, excellent. And as we get ready for the eclipse, what else is up in the skies in the month of March? What will we see for planets in the coming month?
So right now, we still have Jupiter in our evening sky right away after sunset, and Venus has sort of faded away into sunrise, but Mars is growing higher and higher in the sky, and later in the month, towards the end of the month, Saturn will rejoin in the morning sky as well. So kind of a little bit short on planets, you might say. We do have the vernal equinox coming up in March, of course, on the 21st, when spring will officially begin, and I'm really hoping that we'll get some clear, beautiful spring weather like yesterday for Eclipse Day on April 8th. We'll have to wait and see, of course, and not spring weather like today, which is not necessarily the best for viewing an eclipse, but, you know, it's April, so we'll just have to roll the dice and see. And hopefully we'll get some good weather for it.
Fingers crossed for all of that. Sean, we'll let you get back to it because I know you've got a lot of things going on, but appreciate you making time for us this afternoon, and we'll talk with you again if we can squeeze into your busy schedule in the week prior to the eclipse.
We definitely will. We'll talk then.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Sean. Be well.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Sean Latch from the Versant Power Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium with us here on Downtown.